It is alphabet soup. We are up to the letter E on our second, maybe even third time round. I think it is third, but I am John Gibbons hosting this orbit. And I'm joined by Rob Gutman, by Ian Salmon, and by Kev Sampson to talk about matters pertaining to the letter E. It's a little bit of football, mainly culture, a little bit of geography. But we're going to start with a place that, I don't know, you could argue was just as important as the Cavern, if not, you know, more so in terms of the number of bands it produced, which was Eric's on Matthew Street, Kev.
Yeah. So right there on the same street and everything. And for me, like, there's always something special about places where you go down steps, you go underground. And there was something about, you know, the first time I went in there. So I started going there to the matinees. They used to have these under 16 shows. Not for everybody, like, but you could go and see. It was that brilliant era where punk or new wave had crossed over into pop. So you could have like a top 10 that had bands like The Undertones and Blondie and Talking Heads, XTC, Magazine, you know. And what it was also a brilliant catalyst for was kind of kickstarting the Liverpool scene, you know, the renaissance of Liverpool bands. So you had just over the road, you had Probe Records, and sadly we said farewell to the founder of Probe Records this week, Jeff Davis. And then you had Eric's, and that was really, that was like the, you know, the Bermuda Triangle where everything happens. You know, quite often people went in and were never seen again. But bands like Echo and the Bunnymen, which also begins with E, Pete Wiley's Wah Heat, as they were then, they became different manifestations of Wah.
Mighty Wah.
The Mighty Wah. Yes. Obviously, Teardrop Explodes. The many, many manifestations of Jane Casey's band.
I was going to say.
In them days, it was Pink Military.
Big in Japan.
Holly Johnson.
Japan.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Big in Japan and or Pink Military, amongst their members, they had Holly Johnson, they had Jane Casey, they had Pete Burns, they had Budgie at one point, you know, playing guitar. So it really was like, it was, you know, it was a reverse engineered supergroup. But Eric's was, you know, I mean, I think for anybody, you know, when you're 16, 17 and young, free and clueless, those are your golden years, aren't they? But for me in particular, it was a coming together of me three abiding lovers. It was that thing where Liverpool fans had started dressing different to everybody else and had the wedge haircuts and duffel coats and all of that. Obviously, we had Kenny Dalglish and Sue Ness playing for us, possibly the greatest Liverpool team I've ever seen. And starting at that age to go to away games regularly, you know, that was just fantastic. And then coming back and having places like Eric's to go to, it was just, you know, it was golden years, absolutely golden times.